You're gonna need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
It can buy me a boat. And I'm going to tell you what, today you need to be listening because you're going to save some money and you'll be able to buy a boat.
Hey.
Because we're going to talk about free stuff today.
We like that.
We like that, you know? And it's really not really free. You got to kind of work for it, but it's kind of free. So we're going to talk about that. So stay tuned with that. Maybe you're a person that has a job and you're not happy with it. Maybe you're looking for a job or a potential student for Georgetown Tech. Today's the day you need to be listening. Maybe you're that mom or dad or the grandparents that have somebody living in your basement, you're ready for them to leave. Today's the day you need to be listening because we're going to tell you how to do that. So, you know, a great time to listen, a great time to call in. 850-437 is the phone number. You are listening to Boat Smart. I'm Stephen Schmidt, the marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 By Road here in Pensacola. 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is our website. You can go on there and they can check out all their deals that they have, the motors that they have in stock right now, all their consignment sales, all the specials they have running at KeyMarineCenter.com, a great place to go to get a lot of information. They are your Mercury, Yamaha, and Suzuki Repower Center, special discounting prices on all those motors. So check them out there. Check them out on Facebook as well, and they will be able to take care of your repower and your service needs as needed. So give them a call, 850-492-0487, or check out their website. Georgetown Technical College is where I work, 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola, georgetowncollege.edu. They have a chat feature on there, and that's a great way to get a hold of anybody out at Georgetown. Even our guest today, I'm pretty sure he uses that chat feature and gets an email when somebody has a question, and he will call you back or email you back as well. He may not, but we're going to find out. So anyway, I know I do, and sometimes I'll probably find some for his, and I answer his questions too. Never answer them right, though. So I tell you what, we've been crazy busy this week because the teachers are back, right? And it's been a busy week. We've had meetings.
Doesn't it feel good?
Makes me feel good?
Yeah.
It's tired. Makes me feel tired. Yes. It's not like we sit around and do nothing. So we've had a lot of meetings and stuff, and I've been really trying to get my room and everything in order because I like to change things. I'm crazy about that, you know. Even though things are going well and everything's lined out, every year I do this to myself. I like to change things here and there to make it a little bit different, a little more engaging, that kind of stuff. I've got 14 new students starting on Monday, Woo. Along with the 8 that are returning, and I have 2 or 3 out in the field on co-op. So it's been busy. It's been crazy busy. And I'm telling you, it is exciting. It is fun. And I like to look at my pictures when I start my room, and I like to look at the pictures after I finish, and it really looks cool in there. And I like to share all that with Yamaha and Mercury and tell them what we're doing down here in Pensacola at Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class. So it is a lot of fun. I did have a guest come by yesterday to tour my class. It's actually a student that's starting on Monday. So he was very adamant about coming by and visiting me before he starts class. And I love that because when you get a student that comes in before they start class or they come in to make a decision whether to start class or not, I kind of get to know them a little bit, right? And they get to know me, and we talk about the goals that they have, and I'll talk about how we can meet those goals and what avenues we take and that kind of stuff. And I give them a walk around the shop and everything and show them everything. And it was a funny conversation because this particular student was recommended by a student who just graduated and is working in field, and he's already told the student about me everything. And I'm like, why are you even here? You already know everything about me. I wanted to see this. You know, I needed to see this. I needed to see you face to face. And basically what he was told and what I was telling him all lined up, right? So that was a good thing. When you have previous students going out into our community talking about Georgetown Technical College, bringing other students to us for us to train, it doesn't get any better than that. You know, so that was an interesting conversation and we really enjoyed it. And I walked him around and he's excited about coming in here. I already showed him where he's sitting and all that stuff. And he's ready to go. He actually knew a couple students. Cause I have place cards on my desk. He actually knew a couple students that are coming in there. And the one I have placed right next to him, he said, this is a friend of mine. I said, oh, I got to separate y'all.
Oh, boy.
This ain't going to work. No, I was kidding. You know, I was kidding. I said, is he a good guy? He said, oh, he's a great guy. I said, okay, I'll keep y'all together. You'll be partners, you know. But that can change at any time. So, you know, got to have a little fun with it, right? And we just had some fun with that. And, you know, so anyway, school starts Monday. We're ready. If we're not ready, just like I do the show, we'll wing it and we'll make it happen. So that's just how it goes, you know. So today I have a guest with us today, and Mr. Jason Tindall is with us, and he is our financial aid coordinator.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And he is here to talk to you about so many great opportunities in the financial aid and grants and things like that, right?
Absolutely.
So we were doing our in-service, and you said this is a great time to be a student in the state of Florida. Is that right?
Oh, 100%.
So tell us what you do.
Absolutely. So I'm going to take a step back first, and I'm just going to brag on Mr. Schmidt and all of our teachers over there. All of our teachers are just like Mr. Schmidt. They want you to come and see them. They want you to come and make sure that the program that you think you're interested in is really what you want to do. We encourage folks to come on over. We encourage folks to come out, test the waters, see if this is going to be what you want to do for a career. And we don't talk about jobs, do we, Mr. Smith?
No,
we talk about
careers. That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So right now, it's an unbelievable time to come to Georgetown. There's all kinds of financial aid opportunities. Probably it's a little over 90% of our students right now are on some type of financial aid, and most of them are going for free. So that's F-R-E-E, Mr. Smith.
Free.
Free.
Free. With a lot of hard work, which makes it not free.
Absolutely. We'll walk you through the process. Yep. That's what we do. We're in Building 1, the administration building. So we're right next door to Pine Forest High School, across the street from UPS, for you guys who are over here and not quite sure where we're at. But that's where we're located. And we would love for you to come see us. Just kind of go through some of the financial aid types that we have right now. We're part of the school district, but we're also a college. So right. We take Pell Grants. We take the VA benefits. Florida Prepaid, I get asked all the time, does our school accept Florida Prepaid? Absolutely, we do. We also accept Bright Futures. A lot of people don't realize that. So there's all the regular financial aid that people do or that colleges do, we do. The one exception is we do not do loans. We don't want to have any of our students leaving us in debt. And we have enough financial aid sources that you will qualify if you qualify for enough to cover everything. So we don't want you to take a loan.
There's opportunities for people that can't even qualify for grants, or maybe they're out of state or something like that too, right? So there's opportunities there.
Yeah, so in addition to the traditional financial aid like Pell Grants, right now the state of Florida, this is our fourth year, they have a grant called the Open Door Grant. What it is basically if you are in an approved program, and almost all of our programs, there's only four that aren't, are approved programs, and you are a Florida resident, your tuition is covered. So
wow.
It's a simple process.
Okay.
It's a simple process.
So if somebody's wanting to come in and talk to you, what is the first step they should take before they even probably walk in the door? I know there's probably something they need to do before they walk in the door.
Absolutely. So the first step that you're going to do is you go to our website, georgestonecollege.edu. You're going to fill out an application to the school, and then you're going to come in and see our counselors. Now, you can do that application at home, or you can come in and use one of our computers. We have them set up in Building 1. That's where our counselors are. That's where the cashier is. That's where financial aid is. That's where Ms. Shockley, our co-op coordinator, is. We're all right there in Building 1, and we're ready to serve you. Once you've done the application and you come in to see a counselor, they see you on a walk-in basis, so you don't have to call and make an appointment. You just walk in. They generally see people from about 7:30 to 3 Monday through Friday. Once school starts next week, it'll extend to about 7:30 to 5:30. You need to bring with you simple stuff, just your driver's license, your Social Security card, your high school diploma or GED or higher if you have it, and then proof of Florida residency so we can establish that you're a Florida resident. So that's how they're going to get you in school. That's how they're going to get you registered, or put you on a waiting list if the program, like Mr. Schmidt's program, is very popular. He has a waiting list right now. Most of our programs do, or a lot of them do, because it's just a fantastic time to come to school. Once you've seen them, or even before, you'll come to see me in the financial aid office, and we'll get you set up with financial aid and see what opportunities are out there and what's going to fit you. I'm going to give my phone number. You're more than welcome to call me anytime. It's 850-786-6521. And I look forward to talking to you. And you can also walk in to see me. We have a walk-in. That's how we see folks.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to wait just a minute or two while you're taking care of other people. But I'll tell you what I love about you. When I walk into your office, you are always smiling. You're always having a good time. And because you love taking care of people and helping them.
I really do think Georgetown is a hidden gem. It really is in this community. The things that we do and the people who go out, you know, they're, like I said before, they're in a career. They're not in a job. And that's what we do. That's our whole goal. And I do. I enjoy what we do. I've been there 10 years now. I know you've been there for a lot longer than
15,
that.
15, 16 years now.
But you know, and everybody out there at the school, it's not just the two of us. Everybody out there loves what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fantastic place to come to school, and we highly encourage you to come out and talk to us.
Maybe you have a question for Jason. You can give us a call at 850-437-1620. You can also text that number, 850-437-1620. Call or text, and he is more than happy to answer your question on air today to get you started over at Georgetown Tech, maybe for free. And, you know, when I think about financial aid, when I first got over there as a school, a lot of students were doing Pell Grants and things like that. And I'm not a person that likes, you know, I believe in government handouts all the time and things like that. I had maybe a bad attitude about that in a way.
A lot of people do.
And it's not a bad thing. I actually encourage students who come in my class. I'll say, how are you paying for your class, right? Well, you know, I'm self-pay or whatever. And I go, well, how long have you been in Florida? And I'll start asking questions. And I go, you need to go see Mr. Tyndall. That's what you need to do.
Yep.
Because in my view of this, and I've changed my view on this, and that's why I say it's really not free, because you have to work once you get that grant to meet the goals of passing the class and getting that career.
Oh, absolutely. While you're on financial aid, like specifically the Pell Grant, you have to work hard because there are some requirements. It's not you just come in and sign up and get it. You have to maintain a 2.0 GPA. You have to attend 83% of the hours for your class. It's kind of like clocking in for a job. Isn't that what you tell your students?
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Got to be here on time, and you got to stay till the end. Got to come back early or not come back late from lunch.
Right.
But, yeah, there's work on your part. But if you come in and do your part, our teachers are going to do their part to go out and get you a job.
I mean,
we have a high placement rate for all. We're required to have a high placement rate for
exactly.
our programs.
Exactly, yes. So what about the veterans?
I know
that's a big part of what we do as well.
We love our veterans. We love our veterans.
We do.
We want you to come see us. You know, and if you're using it, it's not you're not just tied to just the VA benefits. You can still apply for other kind of financial aid. We have veterans who receive the Pell Grant as well. And we'll try to get you everything we can that you're entitled to. I mean, because you have worked for it, and we want to help you get it, and we want to get you set up in your next career.
And as a veteran, they not only see you, they see another person over there in our Veterans Affairs area.
Yes, Ms. Kirkland is over there. She is in our Veteran Affairs office, and she sees the majority of our students who are on the GI Bill. She's also in Building 1, and she would be happy to see you guys. We kind of work in concert together, so if she's busy, you can come see me. And it goes the other way. If I'm busy, you can see her. But we will do our best to get you hooked up and get you ready to go and ready to start your way to your career.
All right. In a Marine Service Technology class.
There you go.
Once we get everybody cleared out. I loaded my class up in order to get my waiting list down. I don't like waiting lists to a certain point because, you may miss somebody that they give up or it's taking too long, that kind of thing, and they move on to another class or not even move on to another class, go somewhere else, right?
Right.
So I try to work at my waiting list and get people in, and I do it strategically where I have students I'm looking at a couple months down the road, so I'm saying, okay, now my class is packed. I'm trying to get tables and chairs and everything organized so I can pack them in there. So I can't – but also where I don't – mess up on learning experience as well,
right?
Organization and that kind of stuff. But I also look and say, okay, this student's going to graduate, this student's going to graduate, and this student's going to graduate. It opens up more seats for me, and now I'm able to kind of ease back a little bit, if you will, and kind of get my numbers back down that's a little more manageable.
And one thing to know about the waiting list, it's not just a situation where you start in August and January. So we kind of have what we call open enrollment, where we start students. Most of our classes start the first quarter First Monday of each quarter. So you can start in August, October, January, and March. And we also have some classes that actually enroll each month. And if you talk to your instructor and he has a spot, and you know, he may work with you there as well. So, you know, best thing you can do is come talk to us. All you can do, right. You're not going to lose anything.
You start a conversation. And, you know, I've been in your office several times talking about particular students. Say, where is the student at as far as their grant is concerned? What do we need to do here? When do you see an exit time and stuff like that? We work together, all of us do, with the counselors. And
without a doubt.
And we try to figure out the best, you know, avenue for the students, not only in the education, but in the finances.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely. No, that's what it's all about. We try to make sure that the students can get through, and hopefully they're not going to owe anything when they leave. You know, they're walking out the door. You know, 95% of our students leave without owing anything. And the only way you're ever going to owe is if you don't do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, there is some penalties, right?
Right.
So talk a little bit about it. So people know what to expect.
Yeah. So again, you got to have a 2.0 GPA, and you got to have 83% of your, or you got to attend 83% of your hours. But if you do those two things and you finish your program, you will not owe a dime.
Okay.
That's, you know, important to say that again. But you do have some things you have to work for. You know, you got to have skin in the game. Let's put it that
right.
way.
Right. Right. Again, I used to have a bad attitude about that because I thought, you know, that thing. Especially when sometimes they get a Pell check and come back with tattoos all down their arms and wouldn't buy tools, right?
Now, Mr. Schmidt, they wouldn't be doing that
because they can only
spend that on educationally related
right.
items.
So speaking of that, do students get book and tool allowances as well?
Absolutely. So the way that works is we're a clock hour school. So that's a little different than your traditional semester school that people are used to, like Florida State or PSC, UWF. It's all about clock hours. So there's 900 clock hours in a school year. Mr. Smith's program happens to be 1,350 hours. So if you go full time, you're going to be with him for about a year and a half. And the clock hours, you know, they translate down to the day. You know, you come in, if you're in Mr. Smith's class, you're here from 2:15 to 9, 6 1/4 hours a day, 25 hours a week. We do follow the calendar of the Escambia County School District. So when the school district is off, we're off. But it's just a great thing, and I encourage everyone to come out and talk to us. Also want to talk about, we have, in addition to the state of Florida is just phenomenal right now. In addition to that Open Door Grant, they've just started this year something they're calling the First Responders Grant. So our school offers a law enforcement academy that's been there for years that also has a corrections academy with it. And then we also started offering about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe a little longer, the fire EMT program. And then this year we're going to have a paramedic program for the first time. So we're really excited, you know, trying to get the first responders out there. And they have a specific grant for Florida residents for first responder programs. So if you're interested in that type of thing, please come see us there too.
850-437-1620 is the phone number if you have a question or comment for Mr. Jason Tindall. He's more than happy to take that and answer that question for you. So let me ask you this. How long does it take to get approved for everything?
Well, it's really a quick process. If you do the FAFSA, you do it online, and then it's going to come in, and we're going to it's going to take 3 days to get to us. Once I can see it online, it'll come to me, and then I can tell you, okay, this is what you need to do. But it is a relatively quick process. Okay. I mean, you're talking less than a week for sure.
All right, looks like we got a text, and I got it in your hand there. So
yeah, absolutely. Let me read here. Okay.
He's going to read it out loud.
So this question is from James Brock. I start Monday. I'm a vet using the GI Bill, and I also graduated the A&P class, and can't wait to get started. So his question is, how or when can we get certified for Yamaha or Mercury?
Oh,
and he also said at the very bottom, the most important part, go Noles.
Oh, you know, I didn't see that part. And if I would have.
You would have thrown it away.
Yeah, go Gators, right? So we do have
a battle.
We
this
have
is
little
a battle.
Stuff going on over at school.
I didn't see that.
It makes it fun, you know. And that's the downfall with Mr. Tindall, the Noles part. But you know, it's all right. Our principal's a Noles fan as well.
Brand new principal.
Brand new
Stephen
principal.
Stephen Brooks. Congratulations,
yeah.
Congratulations.
So to answer that question, you will have to be in the class a little over about 400 hours before I put you in those programs. I want you to go through A and then part of the way through B, and then I'm going to walk you into that the certification programs for Yamaha. And I'm actually accelerating that this year because I've been doing that for a couple years, and I see the value of putting a student into that portion a little bit sooner than I was. So it's going to help us. We also have Mercury Online and Suzuki Online training as well this year, so that's going to help as well. But the Yamaha stuff, you're going to be in my program about 400 hours. So I want you to get the basics, and then we're going to put you on some motors and get you certified in Yamaha maintenance on their inline and V engines. And we're also working on the smaller motors, the portables, and the mid-range motors. And I've got a jet ski coming in a couple weeks. I don't like jet skis, but my students – want to see jet skis, and I'm always going to do what, you know, to help the students. So we got a jet ski on the way. And Yamaha knows I don't like jet skis either. So, yeah, it's not a secret.
It's very impressive when you go down there to all of our classrooms, but Mr. Smith's in particular, you know, it's the boats that he has,
the modules.
Yes.
They're all set up and ready for you guys to go.
I mean, it's impressive thing to see, and I encourage you guys to come out and take a look at it. And he loves visitors.
I do. And if you're interested in my class, even if we have a waiting list and you're wanting to come by and to see what's going on, we can get you on that waiting list. And I can even tour you when I have students around, because sometimes when I have students in the class, they actually have an opportunity to speak to the student, the potential student. And that kind of helps understand what's going on as well.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to be in their shoes.
Yeah, it's going to be in their shoes. So you have anything else to add to define it? Oh, what about out-of-state people? How does that work?
Okay, so unfortunately, in-state tuition, most of our classes are $3 per clock hour. Out-of-state tuition is going to be about four times that. You can still qualify for financial aid. You can still apply for any grants that you may be eligible for. You know, unfortunately, you won't be eligible for the state of Florida grants because you do have to be a Florida resident there. But we will do our best to get it to get you settled. If you go and look at different places online that you can take marine services or any other thing that's offered, you will be amazed at how real we are with tuition.
Oh yeah, compared to other schools in our area or around, even especially.
Yep.
Yeah, we just blow them out of the water. And I believe, and I think Yamaha Mercury believes, we do better training than other schools, than larger schools that charge more money, because we're real hands-on. We do the latest things that are out there, plus the older stuff as well, so they get a good understanding of what's really going on in our marine industry. So, yeah. So, yeah, I appreciate you being on today. I think you've given a lot of good information. Now, you want to give your phone number out one more time?
Yeah, that's going to be 850-786-6521. My email is on the website. You can also reach us through that chat feature, and please reach out.
Yeah, when you go to the chat feature, he will get an email, and he'll either call or email you back. Next week, we're going to talk about job placement, because I have Ms. Shockley coming on the show, and we're going to talk about what we do to place students in the field, you know, and how to get them out there and that kind of stuff. So I think the next few weeks, we have just great information for people that are looking for a new career or maybe a career change or something like that, or maybe they just want to get out of the basement, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Great opportunity for them. You know, here we are. Let's do it. And just start a new career out at Georgetown Technical College. We appreciate y'all listening today, and we will be back here next week with Ms. Shockley. So thank you very much.
We will definitely be looking forward to that. You can catch this podcast online at newsradio923.com. Or on our app, News Radio Pensacola. Download that for free today. Thank you again for joining me.
Good seeing you, Jenna.
Always good to see you. Thank you again, Jason, for joining us. Great information. Catch all of that online, newsradio923.com. Stay tuned for a news update with Steve in the newsroom coming up next.